Let's talk Oscars now. If you're a fan of the Academy Awards, maybe you've gotten used to those long, long, rambling acceptance speeches that seem to go on all night.
I got so many people to thank tonight, and first I'm gonna start it out with Taylor Hackford. I wanna thank Crusader, I wanna thank my agents, I wanna thank Rick Kurtzman, I wanna thank
We get it. And then there are those awkward moments when the winners are encouraged to wrap things up with a musical hint that they're out of time.
I'd like to thank the U.S. distributor who did a great job for very little money. Oh, wrap up. Good. Okay, so quickly to the point. And to my Polish friends who are in front of the TV, the crew who are in the trenches with us and who are totally drunk now. And you were fantastic. You were
brilliant. This routine was fodder for comedians Jack Black and Will Ferrell.
This is it. Your time is through.
You're boring. You're rambling on, no end in sight.
You're boring.
But this year, producers have vowed boring no more. They've told this year's nominees enough with the name dropping.
The idea is simple. They said people don't want to see you fumbling with a piece of paper thanking an obligatory list of friends, family, and colleagues.
That's veteran film critic Leonard Maltin.
What everybody wants is to know how you feel at that moment. What is in your heart? That's what makes or breaks the Oscar show. Spontaneous, genuinely heartfelt moments, not lists of thank yous.
So the show's producers have asked nominees for a list of everyone they would like to thank if they win. If they do make it onto the stage, the names will scroll across the bottom of the screen, leaving them free to use their allotted 45 seconds to say something else. Leonard Maltin acknowledges the new system may be a little harsh, but
it's their only way of trying to put a lid on a show that can go on for days.
If the past is any guide, it may be hard to keep that lid on. When Julia Roberts won the Best Actress Award for Erin Brockovich, she warned the orchestra conductor that she might be a while.
And sir, you're doing a great job, but you're so quick with that stick, so why don't you sit? Because I may never be here again.
Cuba Gooding Jr. used the Wrap It Up song as a soundtrack for his list of thank yous after winning for his role in Jerry Maguire.
I just want to, here we go, okay, the studio, I love you, and Cameron Crowe, and Tom Cruise, I love you, brother, I love you, man, Derek Rose, Sean Settles.
As for me, I'd like to thank NPR for giving me this incredible opportunity, and of course, I want to thank my incredible team, Alexi, Jen, Kenya, Liz, I love you. Phil, Dustin, Augie, Janaea, Denise, Zach, I love you guys. Also, Jasmine, Jerry, Wendy, Quincy, I love you. I love you, and of course, my wonderful family. I owe them everything. I just love you all so much. Thank you.